What celebrity did you randomly run into? I'm not talking like, hey, you went to a meet and greet, which is always cool to meet somebody, but you actually just on the streets ran into them. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, you were in LA, and did you run into anybody?
Well, there's lots of celebrities all over the place, but it was kind of fun to see real life paparazzi. So outside of Craig's, I saw tons of paparazzi. So there were obviously some big names inside. That's where Hailey Bieber just ran in, had like a run in with Selena Gomez. So it was interesting. But I didn't eat there. We were in West Hollywood, and we went to Sir, which is Lisa Vanderpump's place. And it is so cute. Just like on Vanderpump Rules, on all the shows, she's the Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. But we saw her son. Everyone else was freaking Max Todd was there. So he's from the reality show.
Okay.
So Max Todd was there. Also, all the time in airports, I run into celebrities. I ran into Noah Wiley, if you remember him from back in the day, like on ER. I ran into Lance Bass in Indianapolis, of all places. He was coming here to perform. And I was like, is that Lance? He looks awesome. And he had like blue hair, and I wasn't used to that. But I just was like, hey, the coolest part for me is that's the first celebrity I ever interviewed in my entire life. My first gig, I did the red carpet at the Grammys. And I said, hey, I just want to let you know, I really appreciate you. You were so kind and sweet and genuine. And I want you to know you're my first interview ever in my life. And he like was really taken aback. And we took a selfie and it was fun.
That's awesome. Okay, so you did that. So yeah. I need to hang out with you more. Then Chops, you met a celebrity this weekend.
Yeah, I've met a couple celebrities outside of work in my life. I've met DMX. I've met...
What?
Love and Theft.
Okay.
They're country singers. They sing Angel Eyes. And in an elevator, I was in an elevator with John Lovitz. He's like a comedian slash actor. Yeah, he's funny. And then, but over the weekend, I was serving at my steakhouse, and then I get a table of six. And at first, I was like, wow, this girl seems awfully familiar. I was like, I know her. Then they started talking with a country accent, and I was like, okay, like, I definitely know. And then one of the girls was like, hey, Lauren, are you going to order the soup? And I was like, yep, I knew it. It was Lauren Elena.
What if I was made for you?
That's awesome.
Now, Lauren Elena, she is a country superstar. She was also on Dancing with the Stars, and she did so Chops and I used to work at a country station on the West Coast together, and she did our like Christmas show, if you will. The nicest artist you will ever meet. Lucy is a huge fan, my little girl. She took pictures. She took her aside. They had a nice conversation. Just a very genuine person.
Yeah, she was on American Idol with Scotty McCreery, and they were like the hot item. They were like dating, but they didn't announce it until after the show was over.
She was actually the runner-up, and that was season 10, back in like 2011.
Okay.
So anyways, yeah, she sings like one of my most favorite songs, What Ifs, with Kane Brown. So I met her, like Mackenzie said, in Portland, but the song wasn't out yet. So when I served her, I got to tell her how much I love the song.
So cute. And she actually lost 25 pounds on Dancing with the Stars.
Dang.
Side note.
I lost that much just watching the show. My wife texted me, and we're going to hear your calls in just 1 second. 833-563-2539. Do you know who this is? Because I have no clue. She says, ooh, I ran into Carter Oosterhuis and Amy Smart at a bar.
Oh, yeah.
I know Amy Smart.
Amy Smart. She's from
she was in the same
Varsity
movie
Blues
with John Lovitz that I like.
I'm going to have to look it up. She said she did this at a bar in Traverse City, Michigan.
Oh, no way.
And yeah. And
she actually looks kind of like Mackenzie.
She's in Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds, a great movie.
And I guess somehow Carter, like that Carter Oosterhuis or whatever, is related to my wife's grandma somehow. I'm like, well, that's random. Okay, wow. Cool. So that's a little connection.
I met Pauly Shore in Miami.
The Weasel?
And nobody knew who that was. Do you know who that is, Liv?
Yeah, I know who Pauly Shore
okay,
is.
I was hanging out with like a bunch of like my cousin who's 22, and like no one knew I was like, you don't know freaking Pauly Shore? He's a classic legend.
He's the Weasel.
I'm pretty sure he plays himself in a movie.
So, well, he was in Son-in-Law back in the day, but he's like a highly successful comedian and all those things. I thought it was cool.
All right. And then for myself, there's a bunch of them, but I think we kind of got the country theme. I was catching a connected flight, and I was going in Michigan through Detroit Metro Airport, and I was like, God, those two, they look like, you know, like country guys I've seen, like a duo, and one guy's kind of clean-shaven-ish, and the other guy's got like a big beard. I'm like, oh, wait. I'm like, oh, I know who that is. That's the guys. They're the brothers. They're the brother Osbournes.
But it ain't my fault.
And I went and talked to the guy with the beard, and I was like, hey, I'm a big fan, but I didn't remember their individual names. And he's like, thank you very much.
P.S. He looks just like Chris Stapleton. The guy, the Brothers Osborne that has the beard.
Yes.
So I had someone try to tell me, because I was doing interviews and at a carpet, your producer will whisper in your ear who's coming, and they're like, that's Chris Stapleton. And I was like,
no.
No, it's close, but I was like,
Tennessee Whiskey. I love your song. That's a good one. Now, I did apologize, though, because I bumped into him, and he said to me,
but it ain't my fault.
I'm like, okay. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Jessica real quick. Jessica, who'd you run into?
Hi. Good morning, guys. I ran into Cody Simpson and Gigi Hadid in Disneyland.
You did? Were they together?
They were together. There was a time when they were dating. Gigi wasn't that famous yet, or at least I didn't know who she was. Until years later that I posted a picture online and someone told me, hey, that's Gigi. I'm like, oh, really? Who knew?
Did she look like the supermodel that we're used to seeing?
No, she did not.
Wow. Okay. People can glow up.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for the call. Let's go this morning to Robert. Hey, Robert, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Who'd you run into? What celebrity?
I am a private sector security officer, and I normally don't go into functions, but I was at the AVN Awards. And my client left her purse at her seat, and I bumped into Sasha Gray, quite literally. I was coming around a corner at the same time she was. We smashed into each other, and yeah, that was, like, I meet celebrities all the time, but I've never bumped into them.
And what's Sasha, what do we know her from? She's an actress, right?
You would know her from The Girlfriend Experience.
Oh, yes, okay.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We'll go to Kelly. Kelly, what celebrity did you meet?
Hey, so it wasn't me. I'm a nurse and I work at a hospital, and one of the doctors that I work with was telling us a story that he was in New York and got invited to an after party, and it just so happens that it was Blake Lively's after party, and he like bumped into Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds and all these different people, and he had no idea who they were.
I would die.
We just like give him crap all the time. It's like, you didn't know who Blake Lively was? Like, come on, man.
Go ahead.
I hate when stuff like that happens because I feel like those people don't appreciate it as much as I would have appreciated it.
And we know they're just people like you and I, but Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, their hashtag goals are just so beautiful and fun. I would love to just hang out with them.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We'll go to Dee Dee this morning. Who did you run into, Dee Dee?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I ran into The Undertaker from wrestling.
Oh, that's awesome. Where at?
And he is tall as hell. I was going to the bathroom, wasn't paying attention. I turned around, and there he was. And I'm looking up like, oh, my God, you're The Undertaker. He goes, what's up?
Isn't he real scary looking?
He is. To be honest, he is. But he's nice. As a pie. To be honest, I think that he's like a little baby. He's so sweet and kind, but on that show, he's scared as hell.
Dee Dee, thank you for calling in. Hey, if you couldn't get through, take it to Twitter, Joe and Mackenzie. If you got a photo too, let us know what celebrity you met. Mackenzie,
yes.
How you feeling this morning? I heard you didn't eat something that settled well.
Like, yeah, on my last day in Los Angeles, I got food poisoning.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I haven't eaten anything for 24 hours, so I lost like 5 pounds. It's a great way to kickstart your diet, but not that fun.
What gave you food poisoning? I kind of want to know what Mackenzie had, but also you. Maybe I can try to avoid it. 833-563-2539 if you want to get into the conversation right now. We're Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.